This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. President Obama will be in Milwaukee tomorrow to campaign on behalf of Democrat Mary Burke, who's trying to unseat Governor Scott Walker. The president will appear at North Division High School and is expected to make the case that Burke's approach to government would benefit people living under challenging circumstances in places such as Milwaukee's Near North Side.
The Obama administration itself has launched an initiative called My Brother's Keeper, specifically aimed at increasing opportunities for young men growing up in neighborhoods like the one he'll be in tomorrow.
And an effort going on this week in Milwaukee has similar goals. Jeffrey Roman is benchmark coordinator for Minority Male Achievement for Community Advocates Public Policy Institute. And Joyce Mallory is the organization development consultant for the Nonprofit Center of Milwaukee. They're both helping to plan this week's Boys and Men of Color Week, and they're with us now to talk more about it. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having
us.
Where have previous efforts to address the issues that boys and men of color are facing, where have they come up short, and how does the approach that this coming week is taking, how does it differ from what's been tried in the past?
Sure. So we know that there are an abundance of resources, an abundance of programs that interface and interact with young men of colors, boys, men, fathers. And so there is an abundance of resources, but what we lack is coordination and mechanism to help providers come together and work together to learn together, to fill gaps together. And so the abundance of resources are there. It's the lacking of coordination and coming together to develop a shared vision on what needs to take place to be able to improve outcomes for boys and men of color.
So the problem is not a shortage of resources or a shortage of programs.
Nope, not a shortage of resources, not a shortage of programs. We are rich in resources, rich in programs. We lack the coordination, the communication, and then the authentic collaboration or authentic will and ability to collaborate and coordinate resources.
A lot of these resources are out of nonprofit groups. Is part of the issue that they just don't know what, you know, one group doesn't know what another group is doing?
I think a lot of nonprofits collaborate among themselves. The real problem is, can we do that at a level that has systemic impact long term? And so hopefully after this week, we can continue to move the needle and create the kind of momentum that will help nonprofits. I tend to think that the issue lies in the creativity and innovation in the sector to leverage that kind of support, that kind of leadership that's needed to mobilize and to really bring this to scale.
Does the work of this week and this project connect in some strong way with President Obama's My Brother's Keeper initiative?
It absolutely does. The work that we are embarking on, in part, is because of the leadership that President Obama has taken upon himself and provided leadership on at the White House through the My Brother's Keeper initiative. But the My Brother's Keeper initiative is just the latest addition to a national movement around boys and men of color that started in 2008, where there's a real emphasis from the Open Society Foundation to really focus on the achievement gap of black males in particular that grew, and that campaign for black male achievement that started with Open Society Foundation attracted foundations and corporations and then ultimately the White House. And of course, the White House wanted to evolve that work into a broader approach on all boys and men of color and now all young people, regardless of color and background, to really provide opportunities and access to opportunities to career, service, college, education, and those things. So we are embarking on an initiative and a collaborative work that aligns directly with My Brother's Keeper at the White House.
Well, and now we've been talking about this kind of in general terms, assuming that everyone knows kind of what boys and men of color are facing. But let's talk about, what are the specific challenges you're seeking to take on through this work?
Well, we know there are huge disparities in education, in employment, in health, both mental and physical health and well-being. And the idea is to take a look at how we can build opportunity to close those disparities that men of color face, and particularly Black, Latino, and Native American boys and men of color, which is sort of the group that has the most disparities, most glaring disparities. And so where can we, and in the Nonprofit Center and the conference that we're hosting, want to look at how do we help the nonprofit sector build their capacity so that they can begin to address and reduce some of those disparities so that the programs and the services they provide go to helping men and young boys develop the kind of self-efficacy, self-belief, and believe that there are pathways to opportunity in this community so that they can realize their potential and the promise that America has always made to its citizens that everybody has equal rights under the Constitution. We just haven't fulfilled that promise.
Is it asking too much of this to be just a nonprofit sector equation?
Oh, no, no. You know, our conference is to the sector, but we hope to engage every sector. And the day before our conference will include key civic business funders, stakeholders in this community. We need everybody's support to be on board, to be engaged, to see the potential and possibility, because we believe if we can reduce those disparities, if we can improve access to opportunity, the entire city of Milwaukee and the region will benefit. In fact, I know it will.
Well, and this is focused on boys and men of color, but I would imagine it would be a mistake to think that the impact is limited to boys and men because women and girls of color are dealing with a lot as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that, first of all, when boys and men of color succeeds, all of Milwaukee succeeds. And those are our young women. When our fathers are supported and are on a path to achieve, our mothers and their families are, and then our community. And so we take the focus that if we can really focus our attention on the disparity and the plight of young men in our community, whether they're fathers or not, and make sure that we are equally addressing their needs as we do with our, those of our young women and our girls and our mothers, we can really turn some things around in Milwaukee. But it takes that equal focus, that the equitable focus on both young men and young women. And this week just so happens to focus on raising the level of that support for our young men in our community.
Well, what would you see as the ideal result of this week?
The ideal result for me this week is that Milwaukee can be a model to demonstrate to the rest of the world how do we bring sectors together, whether the philanthropic community, our nonprofit sector, our policy leaders, our educational sector, really coming together to have authentic conversations and authentic action behind really addressing the disparities that impact our young men of color in this community. That's the ideal goal for me this week, is the demonstration of collaboration, coordination, and communication across sector to be able to move the needle and impact our community.
Well, for us, we want to make sure that at the end of the day, those who come to our conference leave inspired, motivated. They have some additional strategies and techniques that they can go back and they can use. They can examine what they do, how they do it, and perhaps begin to think about ways in which they can do it differently. And also, for me, it provides an opportunity for all of us to affirm and recognize that boys and men of color are assets. They are not liability to our community, and we have to take responsibility for making sure that they believe they have a future and a place in this community.
This is a big task, and the Milwaukee community has not necessarily done consensus very well in recent years. This must concern you?
Of course it does. I think the fact that we've been able to come together to plan and to work and to share the responsibility for raising the visibility and saying this needs to happen in this community provides an opportunity for others to come and join. There will always have to be a give and take and acknowledgement that we must do this and put aside, I think, petty differences for the larger good. And I believe that can happen. I've seen it happen in other things in this community. When there's a will, we can build something, we can do something, and I think we can begin to address this in a way that makes a difference.
It would be frustrating, I would imagine, to get a lot of enthusiasm and excitement over this in a week's time and not be able to capitalize on that. What do you do to ensure that the impact of this intense week worth of effort is felt 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now?
Sure. What we are going to do is really let people understand that this is not the beginning. Well, actually, this is the beginning of a long of a longer conversation. And while we're using this opportunity to really make a big splash and to really introduce this concept and this work to this community in a way that connects across sector, this is only the beginning. And the idea is that let's come together to talk about the role and responsibilities that we all have, and let's come together and really identify what that is, mm-hmm. what those are, I should say, and work together and hold each other accountable in doing that. And so you can anticipate that after Boys and Men of Color Week, there will be ongoing conversations, ongoing focus groups, ongoing work, ongoing lots of activity and lots of conversations happening with all the multiple partners that we're bringing together. Everybody has a role to play, and we want to make sure that we capitalize and understand what those roles are and support those ongoing.
And more importantly, we want to make sure that the voices of those impacted by what we are trying to do are also part of the conversation. And so making sure that they're involved, engaged, because they, too, have a responsibility to make sure that they understand what their responsibility is. We can certainly try to level the playing field, but we need to make sure that they are ready to play on the field once it's leveled.
And so what would you hope that the takeaway from the week is for the community at large? You know, there are obviously a lot of people that will be able to participate in this intense week's worth of activities and workshops and conference. But if you are someone from the greater community, where does this week, where does the effort that comes out of the week meet you?
Well, for me, it's I hope people begin to see potential and possibility and not take a broad brush and paint it over all boys and men of color in the same way, which sometimes tend to be negative, that we are not, this week is not focusing on about all of that. It's focused on how do we move the needle forward. And so we want people to begin to think, because there's a lot of wonderful things that are going on, and we will highlight a lot of that at our conference and the day before and during the week. And so we want people to begin to say, okay, how can I join in the conversation? How can I join in the work to make sure that a young child does learn how to read and comprehend a proficient or above proficient by third grade? That's something you can do. You can volunteer. You can get involved in Milwaukee Succeeds, for example, and make sure that that happens. You can offer up a summer job to a young person so that person learns how to be responsible, how to go to work. So there's lots of opportunities. You can support scholarship funds. You can invite boys and men to your church, to your synagogue, to other places so that you begin to have authentic and real interaction and conversation so that your image of them begin to change. And I think that is real critical in this community.
Doom and gloom is not a good place to start.
No. And that's not where we are.
Right. And that's not where we're going to start. This is really about highlighting the great things that young men of color are doing in this community. For every one negative thing that we hear about or one negative image that we see, there are 15, 20 positive lights that are out here in Milwaukee doing great things. And the purpose of this week is to really highlight that great work and those young men of color, those young boys and those men who are doing the great work, that are working with organizations and highlighting those organizations that, you know, are helping them to be realize that they can be the best that they can be and achieve the potential that they want to see in their lives.
Well, Jeffrey Roman and Joyce Mallory, it's an important story to tell. And thank you, first of all, so much for telling it to us. And best of luck with this week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Roman is Benchmark Coordinator for Minority Male Achievement for Community Advocates Public Policy Institute.
And Joyce Mallory is the Organization Development Consultant for the Nonprofit Center of Milwaukee. They're also organizers for Milwaukee's Boys and Men of Color Week, which runs through this week. There's a link to more information from wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll take a short break now, and in just a moment, the story of a remarkable gold medal-winning American rowing team nearly 80 years ago. You're listening to Lake Effect from WUWM.